The Republican National Committee is working with GOP leaders in the state to further push for Governor Newsom's recall. The RNC just contributed $250,000 to that campaign. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Eric Ting, reporter for SF Gates. So, I mean, what do you think? These efforts by the GOP likely to be successful?
I think it would be successful regardless. If you just look at the numbers on this thing, the organizers have said that they have already raised about gathered 1.5 million signatures, which is what they need to get this thing to qualify. Of course, they're going to need to get more than that because some of the signatures are going to be deemed invalid. But 538 did a little look at about the 400,000 signatures that have already been processed by the state, and about 80 to 85% of them are actually valid. So if that pace continues, they're only going to need about 1.8 million signatures to get this recall petition to qualify. If they're at 1.5 right now, they're well on pace to get the additional signatures they need in a month's time to get this to go.
You know, the governor seems to have shied away from these recall questions at his COVID updates and other appearances. Why is that? Do you think he'll begin to address that more in the future?
Well, I think they don't want to give it legitimacy now. I think ignoring it is something that can work in the short run. But as I've already explained, it would probably be more surprising at this point if this did not qualify than if it did. So once we actually reach that threshold, he will have to address it. But I think I understand the raw political instincts to say, oh, this doesn't exist, it's not legitimate, don't waste your time mailing it in. But the numbers tell a very different story.
If he were recalled, what, if any, effects do you think this could have on the state vaccine rollout?
I don't know if it would impact the day-to-day rollout operations. A lot of this is being handled by state officials at the California Department of Public Health in conjunction with county officials. What I think it would do is it would make more of Governor Newsom's time be dedicated to campaigning and more of his public appearances that he would be doing that he has ramped up now that the stay-at-home order has lifted. A lot more of these would be dedicated to more of the politics side versus the answering questions on the vaccine side. Operationally, I don't think it's going to change a lot, but you're definitely going to be seeing a different Gavin Newsom in his public appearances.
All right, Eric, appreciate your time. That is Eric Ting, a reporter for SF Gate.